The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is WTBR 89.7 FM, Pittsfield's community radio, and you're listening to Stuff, a show about tips, hints, hacks, a joke or two. Listen in every Thursday morning. Here we go.
Do we ever get sick of that song?
No.
Never. Chris. Remind everyone where that's from.
Pink Panther.
Yeah.
But I only listen to it here.
Me
so,
too.
You know.
Pink Panther was a really funny movie. And I think there were a couple of Pink Panther movies, but the best one is the original Pink Panther with...
Who played
Clouseau. That was the best...
Don't shout it out now.
He was so funny.
He played a couple of them, didn't he?
Yes. So funny.
Yes, dear. We know you're yelling at us.
Pink, yes, we know you're yelling it out. Oh, it just came into my head, an S. Why am I stuck on an S?
I am, too. Yeah,
are you stuck on an S?
Or something like that.
Yeah, it'll come to us.
Yes.
So all of a sudden during our show, we may yell out Peter Sellers.
There you go.
Yeah, see? And we are both stuck on the S.
That's true. That's true.
So before we even introduce our show, Do you do the alphabet thing where you can't think of something?
Yes.
So do I.
A, B, C, D.
And you get stuck?
Uh-huh.
Now, sometimes you get stuck on a couple of letters and you wonder why, but then you realize what it is, what the word or the name is, and you realize those letters are all in it.
It's amazing.
It is. My dad taught me that. Who taught you that?
I don't know. I think I did it on my own.
Yeah. It really works for some people. It doesn't work for Mark.
Oh, that's too bad.
Nope. He has to just be quiet and not think of anything.
I okay. We're starting off on the right foot, aren't we?
I'm Lynn.
And Bev.
And together we are
Stuff.
And we come to you every Thursday morning at 8:30.
Because they still let us.
Yes. And we're pre-recorded, so mm-hmm. Don't try to call in.
No.
But if you do want to call here, you can call us at the number.
She has a number somewhere.
445-4234. I really don't know what they can do for you because you can't really talk to us.
And no.
You could leave a message, I guess.
We could have notes passed back and forth or something.
We have an email address.
Stuffingforus@gmail.com.
And we get emails.
We do.
And we love it.
And we had left to let you in on a little secret. Neither one of us listens to this show.
We try. I've tried, and I think God bless all of those who listen to our show.
Yeah,
and like put up with our nonsense.
Yeah,
and have fun with us. It's the time of day where you can just you know.
I mean, while we're doing it, we're hysterical.
I know, and we hope you are too. And if you're not, we're really sorry.
Yeah,
but this is our therapy, and it's free.
And then later on, we're looking. Did I really say that? Boy,
yeah.
Do I really sound like that? Oh my God! They must think I'm a.
Oh, we've said it before. You have a beautiful
radio
voice.
Not about that.
Oh, about items or things you may say.
Uh huh.
But we both mess up.
Your hair looks really good today.
Oh, you know what? I didn't even wash it. I didn't even take a shower.
I like the style.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It just kind of brushed it back and then pinned it up.
It's good.
Oh, thank you. So I should keep it dirty?
It works.
So I plan to leave here and go take a shower is what my plan is now that I've shared that with the world. Mark said
Sometimes
to me,
you're
not going
to
take a shower?
Here.
I said, I'm running late. My own fault. Running late. I think I have all kinds of time in the morning. You know, I think I can make spaghetti sauce fresh from tomatoes in the morning.
But oh, my.
Well, I didn't do that. I just, said that.
Yeah.
And so, but I always think I have enough time. I'm not good at I'm not management. Really good at time management.
Uh-huh.
Well, remember when we used to do our show from UCP?
Yeah.
We read newspapers and magazines for the blind.
Yes.
On the Berkshire Talking Chronicle.
Yes, ma'am. I still do.
And you still do?
Yeah.
And I used to race in at times.
Used
into
to?
My room.
Used to?
And Bev would be in her room behind the glass. Sometimes she would have already started and I would be tearing in. Like, wow, how come this happens to me? Why can't I control my time?
Why bother with it now? Because it's been happening for
I
years.
Know. It's just who I am.
Yeah.
Right?
Accept it.
I don't really tear in here. I'm pretty good. I usually get in here before
She's
you're on the
better.
Mic.
She's getting better.
Today it was really good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We actually sat here and talked instead of doing the show.
We did. Is that what's happening?
It's close.
So we're Stuff, 8:30 every Thursday morning. We're pre-recorded, WTBR 89.7 FM.
Mm-hmm.
And we will do holidays
okay.
at this moment.
Okay.
So because we're pre-recorded and because we're doubling up on our pre-recorded days, so we're doing two shows today, but it's not today. It's whatever day it is when you hear this. So I will do the holidays I think are coming up because of when this is aired.
Okay.
And if
and
it's,
if it's already gone by, oh, then hope you enjoyed it.
Yeah. Yeah, whatever that may be. So September 28th, Thursday, is Ask a Stupid Question Day. Well, that's every day.
Oh, I was going to say, hey.
That's every day. It's also
covered.
It's also Good Neighbor Day, so you can get together with your neighbor and ask stupid questions together.
I have a fantastic group of neighbors.
That's wonderful.
They are fantastic.
Where
people.
Are they? You don't have any you don't where are your neighbors?
I have a neighbor to my right and a neighbor right across the street.
Across the street?
Yeah.
And to your right as you face your house?
No. As you look out my side window.
You're the neighbors on the right. Isn't it nice to have good neighbors?
It is. It is. And these guys are truly, truly great guys.
And you know, when you have good neighbors and you are a good neighbor, then you're all good neighbors.
Yeah.
You know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, I think so.
Be a good neighbor.
Yep.
Be a good neighbor.
Stay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, and then Saturday, September 30th is Hot Mulled Cider Day.
Ugh.
With a cider donut.
Mmm,
yummy.
No.
October 1st, Sunday is International Coffee Day. And it's also Balloons Around the World Day. The 2nd of October is Phileas Fogg Wagger Day. Who's
is
that?
That was he the guy that did the 90 days across the world or something like that, around the world?
Sounds good to me. Wednesday the 4th is Taco Day. Do we ever talk about tacos in a bag?
No. In fact, we don't talk about tacos much.
Would you like to for just a moment?
Go ahead.
You get a bag of Fritos, lunch bag size.
Yeah.
You get one for everyone.
Uh-huh.
Everyone has their bag on their plate.
Okay.
Then you proceed to put all of the taco fixings on the table.
What kind of bag is it?
It's a little Frito bag that you put in your lunchbox.
Oh, okay.
It can be Fritos, Doritos. I happen to like it with Fritos.
Okay.
And then everyone opens their bag and scoops all the stuff that they would put on a taco into the bag.
Like the tomato
everything.
And lettuce.
The sauce, the lettuce, the sour cream, the meat, all of it.
Okay.
And then you just mush it around in the bag and you eat it out of the bag.
Uh-oh.
Oh, the kids love it. It's great.
You
and then the next day is Chick Spy Day on the 5th.
What is Chick Spy?
I don't know.
Cock-a-doodle-doo.
Then the 6th is World Smile Day and Mad Hatter Day. October 7th is Card Making Day and also Frap Day.
I love fraps.
The 8th on Sunday is Pierogi Day.
Pierogi.
Pierogi. What
yes.
kind do you like?
Oh, the big cheese and
so good.
We'll
go to the 9th, which is Curious Events Day. Then the 10th is Handbag Day. October 11th is It's My Party and I'll
Cry If I Want To.
Well, that went down. And then on the Thursday, October 12th, Old Farmer's day.
I know an old farmer.
Who?
A couple of old farmers, actually.
Farmers don't get to take a vacation, do they?
Did they? Do not, no.
Hmm, that's tough. So good. Your old farmers, are they related to you?
I know some people that are farmers. Let's leave it at that.
All righty then. So we got up to October 12th. Maybe when you hear this, October 12th has not come yet. But those are all good, fun things to do.
I think so.
Yeah.
Especially the frap day.
The frap day. I think my favorite one here is International Coffee Day.
Oh.
No, Good Neighbor Day.
Yeah.
Be a good neighbor.
Don't say
you
it. All,
isn't it funny? You want to put that on the end, don't you? It's automatic.
It is.
Isn't it?
It's mind-numbingly.
All righty then.
All right, I got true or false.
Okay.
And there's two true and one false.
Okay.
All right. Number one, Venezuela is home to the world's highest waterfall.
Okay.
Number two, an atom is the smallest particle. And number three, the record for the tallest human in the world is almost 9 feet tall.
Hmm.
So one of those is false.
One of those is false.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
The other two are true.
All right. We will repeat those at the top of the second half of our show. And our wizard, Bev, will have the answers for you at the end of our show.
I don't know what I'm doing here.
Oh, of course you do. I see you over there. She's brilliant. Her eyes are sparkling. Ooh. That was my worst movie, The Exorcist.
Oh, yeah, you remember it because
of
that.
Hated it. Oh, hated that movie.
Oh, well, because, you know.
Yeah. That was just not a good movie. Well, while she's looking for her disclaimer, here it is.
The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its host, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR or FM. It's management, other producers, or sponsors.
That was painful. That was so painful. My body is so tense. It's so tense.
I always wanted to be an actress.
Oh, gosh, you're doing a good job. These are worth repeating. That's what it sounded like.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Oh,
I found some funny names.
For what?
People.
Oh.
This was from BuzzFeed. BuzzFeed.
I like them.
Yep. BuzzFeed's a good website.
Yep.
So these are real names of people.
Okay.
Zooey Blubberworth.
No way.
Yep.
No way.
Yes. Well, look at what. Well, remember Frank Zappa named his daughter Moon Unit Zappa?
Okay.
So people do different names and doo-doo. Can you say that? Doo-doo.
Doo-doo. Come in now, doo-doo.
People doo-doo. Is that proper? People doo-doo?
Do you do? Do you do do do?
Can you say that? Do do?
Do 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 dee da da.
Yeah. Zooey Blubberworth. I wonder what Zooey is like.
Is that Z or S?
Z as in zebra.
That's somebody who really needs help.
Zooey? Poor Zooey is a victim. Zooey is a victim.
Because her parents gave her. Sometimes people change their own names.
This is true.
My son did.
He changed his name?
Yeah.
From?
Joseph.
To?
His name originally on his birth certificate is spelled J-O-S-E-P-H. And it's in memory of my uncle, and he spells it today, J. Let's see if I can remember. O-Z-I-P-F, period. I thought there was something else with it, but it's his legal name now.
Why?
I don't know.
Just to be different?
Probably.
Oh. Our lights just flickered. Okay.
We've been sent a message.
Joseph. Well, you can, phonetically, it is Joseph. Joseph.
And the F at the end is capitalized.
Okay. Okay, Joseph. Okay. What would you change your name to if you could?
Or if you Sarah wanted to? Or Sophia.
Oh, Sophia. That's a beautiful name.
I love that name.
I would change the spelling of my name.
Instead of L-Y-N-N?
It would be L-I-E-E-N-E, Leany.
I think she's just making that up on
the spot. It would be Leany. My family calls me Lenny.
Do you think?
Oh, yes.
My family calls me Bob.
No. No, really?
Really?
No, really?
Really?
Bob?
Yeah.
You don't look like a Bob. You're too pretty to be a Bob.
Oh, my. Thank you.
Well, you're very welcome.
Bob. Yeah.
Bob.
It's easier because when you're like three, Beverly, sounds kind of weird.
So there was a company that had five men working for it.
Uh-huh.
And they were all named Bob.
Really?
And then they hired a new girl, and her name's Anne.
Uh-huh.
So when people called and wanted to speak to someone,
yeah,
the switchboard operator would say, do you want Bob, 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 or Anne? Okay.
Funny.
Very old.
Leany?
Very old joke.
Leany?
Well, I'm Lenny.
Lenny.
Yeah,
Lenny.
But I just tried to be funny with the E's. Lenny.
Oh, you were hysterical.
I'm... thank you. Thank you so much. If that's all it takes. You know what I just did? I just scribbled it all out. Because I write while we're doing this. I don't know why, but I write stuff. I write down your questions and your true or false and stuff like that.
All right. You're still in school.
I am.
Every day, 2/3 of Americans drink coffee.
Yeah.
Much of it stale or poorly brewed.
Yeah.
Says Matthew Roberts, CEO and co-founder of, now I'm not sure how to pronounce this, C-O-M-E-T-E-E-R. So it's Cometeer or Cometeer. It's his company. Ground coffee beans begin losing their flavor and aroma within hours, Roberts says. His company's solution? A first-of-its-kind system that brews coffee 10 times stronger than a standard cup, then flash freezes it with liquid nitrogen to lock in peak taste for months. The frozen capsules, ranging from light single-origin Rwandan to dark blend Ethiopian, pack nuanced complexity into recyclable aluminum capsules. Just dissolve in 8 ounces of hot or cold water.
So they're in aluminum capsules that you drop into water?
Mm-hmm.
But they're aluminum capsules.
But you... No.
Oh, maybe
into
they have
recyclable
holes.
Aluminum capsules. Like those pills you get that are inside the plastic on the
So you card. Open it and then you drop it in the hot water. I would try that. I don't think it sounds very good.
I don't know.
Like taste-wise. I just don't know. I would have to try that. I've never, ever heard that.
Nope. These are new. This is from Time.com.
Okay.
And these are all things that have been devised in the last year or two.
And you heard it here on WTBR 89.7 FM. The title of the show is Stuff.
Very good.
Fluffy Gloomkins.
Glumkins?
Fluffy Gloomkins.
Oh, as in G-L-O-O?
Yes, you got it spelled right. Fluffy Gloomkins. What do you think that Fluffy does for a job?
I'm afraid a cat?
Maybe. I don't know. Gloomkins. That's kind of a cute little name. Fluffy Gloomkins.
Say it three times fast.
Fluffy Gloomkins, Fluffy Gloomkins, Fluffy Gloomkins. Fluffy Gloomkins.
What does she do for a job?
I don't know.
I thought you had it there.
No,
you asked me and you didn't even have it.
Like Zooey Bubbleworth maybe works in a chewing gum factory.
Or I can see the pink bubble gum, yeah.
Yeah, Fluffy Gloomkins. Maybe she's a therapist.
It's a real name for a woman.
I don't know.
Are you sure it's a woman?
I'm not sure. I just know it's somebody named Fluffy. Hey, Fluffy, if you're listening to our show, or if any of these people are, give us a shout.
Please do.
Yeah, we don't know the phone number, but give us a shout.
I kind of like the name Fluffy.
Do you?
Yeah.
Well,
it's so fluffy.
Come up and see me sometime.
Yeah, fluffy. It does, you know. I think I'll borrow it now and then.
Or it could be Fluffy, huh? Fluffy.
Oh, gosh. Oh, my. Oh, my, oh, my, oh, my. Okay. DALL-E 2. That's DALL-E 2. Democratizes the power of artificial intelligence in perhaps the most entertaining way possible. Just type in what you want to see. Say, a koala dunking basketball.
No.
And the AI engine developed by OpenAI generates an image. Released in April, DALL-E 2 offers more realistic and accurate images with four times the resolution of its predecessor. Though endlessly amusing to its 1 million users, DALL-E was created with two bigger aspirations in mind: to teach AI to understand the relationship between images and text, and subsequently teach AI systems to see the world as humans do.
This is a website, a download?
It doesn't say .com.
Okay.
So you would have to Google DALL-E.
And then the number 2.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
A koala dunking basketball. Yeah. I don't know if that means a koala dunking a basketball or a basketball that is a koala.
I think it's probably a koala dunking a basketball in a basketball hoop.
Okay.
I think a koala. It's interesting that you could even get an answer for that kind of a question.
Mm-hmm.
It's so specific and unusual.
I think I need to find this stuff.
Yeah, it'd be like, can you look up a panda bear diapering a baby?
Ooh,
you know what I mean?
Ooh, yeah.
Can it be that unusual and specific?
I think so.
Or
it sounds like
a panda combing a baby's hair, a panda braiding hair.
I like that diaper change better.
You know?
I want to see how that works.
I'm so glad those days are over.
Oh,
did you use disposable or cotton?
It started out with cotton.
And it didn't work?
And as soon as I moved out of my mother-in-law's house, it became throwaway.
Oh, she wanted you to do cotton?
Oh, yeah.
Did she wash them for you?
No.
Oh, yeah. I just skipped over the deciding whether I wanted cotton. And unfortunately, I know they're not good for the environment, but I didn't know that back then. I was 21.
Right, right.
And I used the disposables, which have come far.
I was 21 then, too.
Really?
I had my first baby.
How about that?
Ooh.
Yeah. So now I know they're not good for the environment because of the plastic part.
That's right.
So I think you have to peel the plastic part off, and you have to recycle the plastic part and just throw away the dirty part, which I don't think I would do that either.
How would you recycle it?
Well, I think the plastic is not, you can't, I don't know.
No, but I mean, would you give it to somebody?
Well,
say here.
You know, every Christmas, don't people think of new things, new crafts?
So you can make a
new craft out of recycled
diaper
liners. Plastic liners.
Okay.
Or plastic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is after the baby uses them, you know, it's like that.
Burritt. Nose face. That's just wrong.
Brit, I could go for. Nose face?
Burritt. B-U-R-I-T-T. Oh. Even Brit. Because if you say it fast, it's Brit.
Yeah.
Nose face. It'd be great to know the stories about
Where did you get this information?
BuzzFeed.
That's right. Okay.
Britt Nose Face. That's a name. Want another one?
Go ahead.
Peaberry, P-A, Peaberry Wiggle Whistle.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, Peaberry Wiggle Whistle. These are real names, according to this website. Peaberry Wiggle Whistle.
I can see this, and I'm looking at a pea wiggling with a whistle.
Peaberry Wiggle Whistle. I think it sounds like a dance.
Actually, it does. But, I mean, pea whistling wiggle. Okay. There had to be something behind that.
I think it's a dance.
Okay.
Yeah. There's the peaberry wiggle whistle. Do the peaberry wiggle whistle.
Hearing aids are often stigmatized as a device for the old or infirm. But the latest hearing aids are anything but old-fashioned. They're teched out with AI, fitness trackers, streaming capability, and more. New Phonak, Phonak, is out with the first commercially available hearing aid with a heart rate sensor.
Wow.
Audio Fits receiver in-canal device tracks fitness data such as steps, activity level, and distance walked, while also monitoring the wearer's heart rate when paired with the My Phonak app, that's Phonak, currently available through licensed hearing care providers. AudioFit pairs up with up to 8 Bluetooth devices, including smartphones and TVs.
Wow. That's just so unreal.
That's kind of mind-blowing.
It is. And I think it's going to change the whole idea of some people being uncomfortable being seen with a hearing aid, which I know that that's an issue for a lot of people.
Yeah.
But when you think about it, there's people walking around with these things in their ears all the time anyway.
The earbuds. Earbuds. Exactly.
And now with this, it's kind of like having an iPhone watch.
To me,
an Apple
it sounds
watch.
Like something like Fitbit. Yes. In your ears.
Yes. Yeah. Or the Apple Watch, which does the same things.
Yeah.
But you have it in your ear and it's helping you hear.
Yep. I won't even go into the fact that they have earplugs that you can wear while swimming so you can listen to music.
And they're obviously waterproof.
Well, yeah.
But if you did that,
yeah,
and you were at the beach,
yeah,
and you were in the ocean,
uh-huh,
and you had those on,
uh-huh,
and you were listening to some real rock out stuff,
yeah,
would you be able to hear the shark coming? Doo-doo, doo-doo.
Why do they always play that music? She's practiced that.
Oh, I liked that movie, Jaws. It was creepy and scary, but I liked it.
I think they said the line, "You're going to need a bigger ship," was an ad lib and not supposed to be in the movie.
That's a great line.
Yeah.
"You're going to need a bigger boat."
Yes.
Yes. That's a great line. There's a lot of movies where there's lines that are popped in that way because it's just ad-libbed and it wasn't planned. You're thinking of one.
I'm walking here. The car that comes from... What's his face?
Oh. I'm walking here. Oh.
Bangs on the car's trunk.
Oh. I'm walking here. You know who else said it?
Who?
Sandra Bullock in Miss Congeniality.
Oh.
When she was trying to learn how to model, she was a policeman and she was trying to be in the... So there's another one when they bang on the hood.
A guy. Who's on the spectrum, I think, and his brother is taking care of him.
I'm walking here.
Stop yelling. I can't hear you. Okay.
What? What did you just say? What?
Stop yelling.
Who said that?
Somebody's yelling.
Here?
No. Somebody at home is saying his name, Toots, the guy who played Toots.
Oh.
Tootsie.
Tootsie. Yeah, him. That's the one?
Yeah.
He said, I'm walking here?
And he pounded his fist on the top of the car.
Yes. Tootsie was...
That was an ad lib.
Yes, and I know his name. I know his name.
Yeah, I know you know.
Yeah.
I know, too.
Oh.
Somewhere in the back recesses of my
mind. Oh, it's a D. I'm stuck on a D. 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 D.
Oh, I thought it was a T.
Oh. Okay. It's going to come to us, but we know one thing for sure.
What?
His name is not Trashwee Stockborn.
Trashweed?
Trashwee. Just W-E-E. Trashwee Stockborn. A Trashy. That's what his nickname
now
is going to
that
be.
That sounds like a farmer.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. In Scotland.
Trashwee.
But the nickname will be, hey, Trashy, what's up?
89.7 WTBR-FM Pittsfield.
Vessel send shockwaves around the world.
Okay, all righty, let's play some tunes.
Support for WTBR comes from Berkshire Community College. BCC provides access to higher education to everyone in Berkshire County and beyond, offering more than 50 high-quality programs, small class sizes, and an affordable education to help their students of all ages achieve their dreams. At BCC, their middle name is community. And from Sundrini Awnings and Home Improvement, retractable awnings, retractable screens, gutter and gutter protection systems, commercial awnings, and screen rooms. Customized solutions available. Online at Sandrini.com. Support for WTBR comes from Greylock Federal Credit Union. Proud to support high school arts and sports programs. Greylock Federal. Opportunity grows here. With locations throughout the Berkshires and online at Greylock.org. And from Thunderdome Strength and Conditioning. Committed to helping you reach your full potential. Find out what Ray can get done for you. Contact Ray at 551-264-3370 or find them online at ThunderdomeStrengthAndConditioning.com.
Oh, yes! 89.7 WTBR-FM, Pittsfield.
Hello, we're back.
Don, what was his name?
His name was Dustin Hoffman.
There you go.
And I did look this up. Dustin Hoffman improvised the famous I'm Walking Here scene
Ta-da!
In Midnight Cowboy.
Yep.
The 1969 film Midnight Cowboy was a watershed moment in American cinematic history, being the first and only X-rated film to win the Academy Award for Best Picture.
X-rated?
I didn't know that was
I didn't know X-rated. It was
X-rated. That can't be right.
Probably because back then it was the violence. I don't know.
I don't know.
I saw that movie and I don't remember any X-rated.
So anyway, that's where that line came from. You were right.
Thank
Good
you.
For you. You're
Thank
welcome. You. And this is the second half of Stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And we have...
Three
One
questions.
False.
Yep.
False. Two truths.
Venezuela is home to the world's highest waterfall. Is that true or false? An atom is the smallest particle. True or false? The record for the tallest human in the world is almost 9 feet tall. True or false?
I'm really struggling.
Okay.
I won't share why.
All right.
That will... So I have more funny names, but I'm not going to do those. I'm going to actually tell you some things from the thought catalog.
Somebody actually thinks?
Mm-hmm. I try not to. Sometimes when you're thinking... Does your mind wander and you wander
always
off of what you're thinking? Oh,
yes.
Oh, man.
I have been known as the daydreamer.
I'm a daydreamer, too.
Airhead.
I'm an airhead.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was
Sometimes.
A daydreamer in school. Were you a daydreamer in school?
Oh, big time.
Me, too.
But I did okay.
I did fair. I did okay in some things and just not in others. I don't think there was a middle. Math was just a disaster.
Oh, I had to take that in college because I couldn't do it in regular.
Do you use any of it now?
No.
Oh. See? So why are we talking about
see that?
Patreon?
See that? Just proved your point. Look at that.
So this is from thethoughtcatalog.com, and there are all these questions that make you think.
Okay. I like those.
So they're they're seedless fruit.
Yes. Because otherwise they're seeds, right?
Is there a seedless fruit? Is a carrot seedless?
Is a carrot a fruit?
I guess if it had a seed, it would be a fruit.
No.
I think fruits are the things with the seeds. I think a tomato. Tomato's
seeds?
A fruit.
What would you call bell peppers?
A pepper. That's right. It's got seeds. So this says, how do you grow a seedless fruit?
Scare it.
Huh?
You put it in the ground and say, you're not coming out.
Until you grow something. But really, is there truly a seedless fruit? Because even seedless watermelons...
Has seeds. Yes, it does.
In it.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right, now, you know who you are out there. And I know you're going to look this up. Is there truly a seedless fruit? Is the first question you're going to look up for us. And
you're bringing this up because...
The question is, how do you grow a seedless fruit?
They weren't going to tell us?
No. No.
Oh, it's just something to warp your mind while you're...
Yeah.
Oh.
Like if tomatoes are a fruit,
uh-huh.
Is ketchup considered a smoothie?
Pass the potatoes.
Ugh.
Wow. Did you know that they use potatoes on commercials for ice cream?
Excuse me?
They use mashed potatoes instead of ice cream on commercials because it wouldn't melt and drip.
And it would be able to be there for the commercial and for the... I know they do make food for things like commercials and ads, and it's amazing how amazing it looks.
Yep.
So when they're scooping ice cream in a commercial, that's...
Mashed potatoes.
Creamy mashed potatoes.
And when you see something sizzling, it's because they've got something, some little machine behind it going...
Is that right?
Yeah.
And is the smoke coming from the food for real?
No.
Whoa.
It's coming up from behind it.
And you know what? Obviously, with computers, they can add all that stuff.
Sure. They can get a penguin changing a baby diaper or whatever it was you said.
So something that I thought about the other day, my sister sent me a picture of Ethel Mertz. Remember Ethel Mertz from the Lucille Ball Show? So her name was...
I don't care what her name was.
She was beautiful when she was young.
Not on that show.
No.
Oh, well, she was a little
beautiful.
Older.
Beautiful. So I'm looking at this picture of her, and I'm looking at her beautiful skin, and I thought, back then, they couldn't doctor up the pictures.
Not as much as they do. This was really her.
And then when I watch movies that you know they had to go on location, and they really had to be in the water, they were really there on the beach, you know, back in the day.
Right.
Whereas now you watch stuff and you think, are they doing this in front of a green screen? They're not really in the Sahara Desert with that camera?
I think when they do space programs, they're probably in front of a screen.
It's a little disappointing, isn't it?
Not really.
Really?
I don't think about it when I'm watching it.
That keeps me up at night.
Oh, you poor thing.
Ethel Mertz. I'll think of her name.
Okay. This is something I might like to get. You may no longer need a physical TV or entertainment system taking up space in your home to enjoy shows, movies, and games.
Oh, gosh.
Virtue 1 extended reality glasses do the trick nicely, combining classic style with impressive tech. The glasses deliver a visual experience comparable to a 120-inch TV and can connect with compatible Android devices to stream video. An optional neckband that connects to the frames via magnetic cable comes preloaded with streaming apps for cloud-based play. Virtue 1, which earned more than $3 million from backers on Kickstarter, you can pre-order it now. You just sit there in a chair wearing these glasses, no matter where you are, and you can...
I love that.
You can veg out.
I love that. I've done virtual reality a couple of times, and it's insane. And I wish so much. And there is a company out there, I don't remember the name of it. This woman has virtual reality glasses. She has a kit that you can buy. It's pretty expensive. And you can actually get permission from a nursing home to bring it in and put these things on people.
Aww.
And let them take a trip to Europe.
Aww.
Let them see Andy Williams in concert. Let them get on a bike and take a bike ride.
That's nice.
And I looked into it, but it's so costly. I'm wondering if the price is going to be coming down.
Is it like thousands?
Yeah.
Oh.
I actually have goosebumps. I have chills right now thinking about this because I thought, can you imagine going in to an elderly person's home or not even elderly, someone who just can't.
Right.
Go anywhere.
Right.
And bringing this in. I have such goosebumps in my legs. And having them put these on.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. And that's the kind of thing that'd be cool to do if you win the lottery, you know, buy a whole bunch of those things and just.
I would love. I have VR glasses, but I don't use them because everything seems to be for the gamers.
Yes.
I don't want the gamers.
Yes, I agree with you. And I think hopefully that will change where you are able.
I want to find a
to get more programs
and
like
explore.
Like, I'd love to go under the ocean.
Yeah,
I think it's fascinating.
Yeah.
All that whole other world under the ocean that survives without us.
Exactly.
Just, yeah, I think that's so cool. What's the website that you had for that one?
Or the
name of the
MyPhonak.
How do you spell that?
MyPhonak.
Phonak. Oh, that was the same one that had the hearing aid. Phonak.
Oh, wait a minute. Maybe I'm not. Oh, Virtue One. I'm sorry.
Virtue, V-I-R-T-U.
V-I-T-U-R-E.
B-I-R.
Viture.
Oh, Viture. Hey, excuse us while we do our spelling today. V-I-T.
U-R-E.
U-R-E.
One.
One, the number one. Or the O or O-N-E.
O-N-E, the word.
O-N-E, that's the one I want to look up.
But these are kind of pricey, too. Not I'll quite
bet.
Like the others, but...
And I think it's the software that's the issue. That's really pricey. And getting software that is a really quality, like a tour of Europe. Quality, like really
where you
realistic.
Don't see the edges of the
and very realistic, not animated looking, very realistic. So I guess they do drone. They can take drones, and they can film an area, and then that cool.
Do you know I am afraid of heights, but when I watch those kind of things with the drones, I don't get feeling bad.
Oh, good.
I wonder why.
I don't know.
Huh.
Because in reality, in your brain, you know that you're really sitting in a chair?
Maybe.
Maybe. No ziplining for you, Tootsie.
Alrighty. So. Okay.
Wow. We're just having a great time today. Is it possible to know what is truly good and what is truly evil? Wow.
Because it could be a mixture.
Wow, that's a tough one.
That's a good one.
And can you know good if there isn't any evil? If there's no evil, how would you know if there's good?
Or if there's only good?
Uh-huh. I don't know where that came from. It just
nope, that's okay.
Woo.
It fits. When visually impaired children learn Braille in a classroom, their teachers can let them know how they're doing. But many of those students don't have Braille readers at home to help them. Now they can use Polly, a Wi-Fi-enabled device developed by American Printing House for the Blind and Thinkerbells Labs, provides Braille learners with instant audio feedback and allows teachers to assign and assess homework remotely.
Oh, my gosh.
Instead of a standard metal or plastic slate used with paper, learners can write and correct mistakes using Poly's electronic braille slate and stylus, the world's first. Isn't that wonderful?
It is wonderful, and I think about the people who dedicate their lives to figuring this stuff out to help people like that is crazy. And it has to be so rewarding when you finally get it.
Yep.
You're finally like, all right, this is going to work. Excuse me. That's amazing. If we learn and improve from our mistakes,
yeah.
Why are we so afraid to make mistakes? How about that?
Oh.
Do you ever really do anything of your own conscious choice? Or are we always controlled by some external stimulation?
Oh, I'm fighting that.
Or a motive?
I'm fighting that.
Are you?
The judgment type thing. Because you catch yourself saying, oh, I must look like I'm a jerk doing that. You know. And then all of a sudden I say to myself, no, listen. They're not watching you. They're thinking about what they're doing.
Oh, true. So true. They're not even paying attention.
Right.
It's so true.
Stop
they don't know.
Judging yourself.
It's true.
Yeah.
My belt doesn't match my shoes. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
Oh.
Is anybody really looking at your belt and your shoes? No. Unless there's someone else who's very judgmental and is checking. Yeah. It's like nobody cares. Really, when you think about it, do you really care about somebody else that maybe doesn't have earrings on that day?
No.
No.
Yeah. I might. Like that. But it goes away.
No, or you might have a pair of extra earrings in your pocketbook and you might say, here, put these on. These are my spares. Quick. You need to put these
no,
on.
I would go more with the, you walked out of the house wearing that today.
Oh, my gosh. Are you kidding?
Didn't you look in a mirror? No. We got to get away from that. Okay. India. India, home to 21 of the world's 30th. Blah, 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 of the world's 30 most polluted cities. Many air pollutants come from the millions of auto rickshaws that navigate congested streets. So, Power Global created the EZ module, a subscription battery service for drivers. Excuse me. For drivers who use cleaner electric rickshaws. Drivers receive a battery module, which they can swap when depleted for charged ones at a growing network of kiosks. And let's see. They only make about 8 to 10 hours a day, and these things cost $2 to $3 per day.
I thought a rickshaw was the thing that someone pulls. You get in and they run, and they pull you.
I always thought it was attached to a bike.
Is it or a bike?
Yeah, but you can use electric bikes.
Well, of course. Wouldn't you want to?
Electric
rickshaws. I would want to. That's a lot of work.
That's a heck of a lot of
work. That's a lot of pedaling. I mean, I know that you'd be in very good shape, but you know, that's a lot. That's a lot of pedaling to do.
I couldn't do it.
Especially if it's an eight-hour day.
I mean, you want to go where?
Yeah.
How far away is it?
Yeah, that's up a hill. I don't think so.
Oh, jeez.
I don't think so.
No.
Amazing. I would do electric. I would choose for it. I want an electric bike.
I have a bike, and I haven't used it ever since I bought it.
I remember when you bought your bike.
It's a nice bike.
Where would you ride it? You could go down to Lanesboro and go on the trail. No, is the trail up near you?
I couldn't ride that far.
Oh, okay.
That's a drive and a half. There's a lot of hills on that road.
Oh, this is a mind-provoking thing.
Okay.
Oh, this is. How long will you be remembered after the day that you die?
Oh, that keeps me up at night.
Oh,
it really does, and I think I had a dream the other night that I had died and I was with my daughter. And to see what she was going through, and it was horrible.
Oh, my goodness. That's just awful.
It was.
Do you want to lay on a couch and talk about it?
No.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't want to
be. That's just awful.
It was so scary.
Yeah, that's it. You know, that's, I have to say, I have a lot of notes around.
Yeah.
I write a lot of things in my Bible. I write a lot of notes to my kids.
Okay.
And I write a little notes and put them underneath things in my house. And so I think I do that, hoping that, you know, they'll remember me for maybe a week or two. Yeah.
I think the next time I visit my daughter or my son, I'll just hide little notes in cabinets and stuff so that they'll just happen upon them.
Yeah. And then just kind of pop around. And then if you have anything valuable in your house or meaningful,
leave it there until they find it.
You put a note underneath it. Say, hey, don't sell this. Or, hey, don't get rid of this. This was my great-great-grandmother's. Aww. Yes, I know it's just a spoon. Like, I've written my mother's name on things with a marker.
Yeah.
So the kids will know that this is grandma's. Yeah, interesting. Yeah. Like a pair of scissors or a pen.
Aww.
Yeah. Anyway,
weepy.
Which orange came first, the fruit or the color?
It had to be the fruit, because if you've never seen it before, how would you know what it was?
But then how would you know it's called orange?
You make it up.
Yeah. I think orange came first. I think the fruit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Okay.
You sound very convincing.
I try. All righty. Venezuela. I like that word.
Venezuela.
Venezuela is home to the world's highest waterfall, true or false. An atom is the smallest particle, true or false. And the record for the tallest human in the world is almost 9 feet tall.
I struggled.
Mm-hmm.
Because
mm-hmm.
I thought, I think there's someone taller than 9 feet.
Mm-hmm.
But then I thought, I don't think the atom is the smallest
particle.
What
about Venezuela?
I think that's true.
Okay.
I'm going to say there's something smaller than an atom. I think that's false.
Ding, 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 ding. You're right. An atom is not the smallest particle. There are subatomic particles that are smaller. In fact, if you think about it, an atom is made up of protons and electrons.
Crazy.
Which are smaller than the atom.
And I think there's parts of the protons and electrons that are in there that are smaller.
And Venezuela is home to the Angel Falls is the name of the place. And the record for the tallest human, Robert Wadlow, measured 8 feet 11 inches.
Man, that's tall.
I think I heard that he had trouble walking.
Walking, sitting.
His bones were very, very fragile.
Yeah, yeah. And probably buying clothes.
Holy cow. Give me a
tent. Hey, this is the end of our show. Please join us next week, Thursday, 8:30 in the morning. Get yourself a cup of coffee.
We'll be here physically.
Mm-hmm.
The views and opinions of this program are those of the hosts and not those of PCTV or WTBR.